Annabelle Alvarez acclimating to eating apples. Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This week, we're taking a look at tech, right, and how technology has impacted our lives and some of the parts of that technology that we may not have otherwise paid attention to. This is episode 10, if memory serves me right. Let me find out real quick here. I'm glad you guys are here. And yes, it is episode 10. And in this particular episode, we are going to be talking about expressive versus productive, right? Expressive versus productive. And so I think I described this a little bit earlier on in the week, but I really want to take a few more minutes here and talk about what this means and how this can shape the way you view how you work. Right. And so what we want to do here is a lot of times when we get introduced to computers, I've worked with a lot of folks who got introduced to computers through their work. And that was their first time having to perform tasks based on how those machines were designed, what they were expected to do with them. And generally speaking, especially for some of the older generation workers who had their introduction through work, they view their devices simply as a way to get the job done, simply as a means of production. And generally speaking, this is supported by the fact that our organizations that have to supply us with these devices want to make sure that we have the means of production to be able to produce the result that drives us towards business value inside of the organization. Totally makes sense, right? It absolutely makes sense that that's the way things go. But we're missing something out of there, right? So it depending on the type of role a worker or a resource has, just being productive is perfectly fine in a lot of cases. But a lot of times there are a significant number of workers who are hired because of how expressive they are and how they're hired for the company to be expressive and use their talents to help move the company towards not just the desired business value based on a strategy, but the business value that is possible because of their talent and skill set. And so for those resources, right, who may be given systems designed simply for production based upon the requirements described in the job versus given systems that will allow them to be expressive, it can be a very frustrating environment. And this is why probably a decade ago, especially after the iPhone came out, we saw a shift towards bring your own device. And a lot of times we talked about it as a thing. We talked about it as BYOD. We talked about it as BY, bring your own device. But what was really happening there is there was a gap between what the workforce wanted to use to be both expressive and productive, right? Because remember, expressive envelops productive. It is the umbrella that productive sits under, right? So they wanted to be more expressive in their work and weren't necessarily given the opportunity to because of the systems that they were given were simply designed for being productive based upon the way that role was analyzed. I think things have settled out over the last decade. You know, different workforces will have different BYOD policies, and that's perfectly okay for those folks. But I get to this part where we want to look at how do you use your computer? How do you see your devices? How do you see them? Do you see them as a means of expression that give you a lot of freedom, right? And let's remember curiosity and gratitude. I'm so grateful for all the people who express themselves in so many different ways that are out there. I mean, imagine that you can go online and contribute to Wikipedia. It sounds really simple now, but I mean, 20 years ago, Wikipedia was either in its infancy or didn't even exist. Right. And the thought that you could type up something on a device in your pocket and be able to share the knowledge that you had learned with the world was pretty dang cool. And so I'm still in that mindset where what we have is pretty dang cool. Right. And what it's able to do is really pretty dang cool. And so if we stop and let's think for a minute about how we have the ability to be expressive in so many different ways. Now, if you're seeing your device as a means of production, as simply a tool, you know, that only allows you to just get something done, right? That's a different way of seeing expressiveness, right? I look at a hammer and I think it's going to hammer nails, but somebody else will look at a hammer and think it's going to hammer nails to build something beautiful. And that's kind of the difference. And so the challenge in this comment or in this episode about expressive versus productive is take a look at how you use the tools around you. And if you're using it and you see, hey, you know, hammer's a hammer is a hammer, right? And a hammer is designed to hammer nails. That is absolutely an effective use of the tool. That's fine. Live your life. Have fun. But if you're not satisfied with that, then go to the part of yourself where you say, okay, well, if I treat my computers and my technology like a hammer, right? How can I train myself so I don't see the hammer's role as hitting nails, but the hammer is a part of a system that lets us build something tremendous and awesome? My guess is that when you start asking that question, you'll already see that you're doing it. Look around at your environment and how many wonderful things that you absolutely already have that lets you leverage and contribute to what's going on in the world in a very positive way. I got to take my daughter to McDonald's this morning just a treat, take her out to breakfast, right? And I am always amazed whenever I go to McDonald's at the calculated way that they have organized those restaurants, right? Now on the broad spectrum of what a restaurant is, they might be on one end of the spectrum versus another. True that. I'm not arguing that. But what a beautiful, thoughtful, organized system that has flaws that could use some improvement, right? But in general, what a beautiful and well-organized system. Now, a lot of times the folks who work there don't see how they interact with customers or technology in a way that's a part of that system. They simply see, you know, hammer hits nail, right? And their role is designed as part of that system to only see hammer hits nail. And when we get to hammer hits nail in our mind, we need to step back and say, I'm here on the earth to be expressive. You know, what is the system I'm in? How can I be expressive with that system to be more healthy as a person and more productive as an organization? And so don't expect your work to change, right? And how it treats you and whether it sees you as productive or expressive. It's probably going to be designed to see you as productive. If you want to see yourself as expressive, you're going to have to look for it and you're going to have to do that work. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. You can subscribe and have this podcast delivered to your favorite device, whatever that happens to be. If you go over to parkingthought.com, take a look at the show notes there. You should be able to find the links for subscriptions. We are now listed on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And it's been a lot of fun setting that up this week. That's been kind of the, hey, let's improve how I do this. And that's been a lot of fun. All right. So, and lastly, in addition to thanking you guys for being here today, I want to remind you that in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?